Let's begin our discussion of the halachas related to gambling and betting, etc. Again, it's a very big topic, but we'll try to get the basic Talmudic material and have some applications along the way in terms of playing any kind of game and putting any kind of bet on a sports team, buying a lottery ticket, how do we buy stocks. This is more in Yonah Diyoma for other times of the year when there are championships going on. But right now, it's all good because hopefully nobody's involved in anything, and hopefully nobody's involved in anything the other times of the year either. But let's see. Okay, so it starts off basically the sugya is the Mishnah and the Gemara in Maseches Sanhedrin Daf Chav Dalet. The Mishnah tells us that there are certain people who are pasul le'edus elu ein apsulin, who are pasul le'edus hamasachi bekuvia, those who play with dice. Mesachet bekubia. Umali beribis, those who lend with interest. Right, this week's parsha. Ribis, umafricha yonim, those who pigeon race. Vesochari shviyas, those who do business in shmita. Vechulu, we'll skip the next line. That is the Tanakama. These are people who are pasaleidus. I'm trying to figure out what happened on the recording. So these are people who are pasaleidus. Rov Rishonim assume that these are Pasal Eidus Midirabanan. Pasal Eidus Midirabanan, because we know that what is Pasal Eidus? Somebody who can't testify, somebody who does an Aveira Sheishbo Malkus or worse. Right? So, where's Chayvi Mises Bezdin here? And where's Chayvi Malkus here? So, the Pshuto Shaladvar, and most Rishonim assume that these are people who are Pasal Eidus Midirabanan. That's what you have to work out. Why Sochre Shvia says that it's a Daraisa, Mavi Baribis says that it's a Daraisa. But we're going to focus on the first one. Mesache Bikuvia. Those who play with dice. Say, ask the Gemara. Mesache Bikuvia Maikovit. What's the matter? Right? What's the matter with playing dice? Right? Then you go to the other Sichas Chaim about leisure in Judaism. It's good to have some leisure. So what's the matter with the Mesache Bikuvia? So, Machlokas Risho. Machlokas Amora. Amorami Bar Chama. Or even before we do that, Rashi on the Mishnah already alludes to what the problem is going to be. Rashi says, "V'kulan b'farish b'gemara, v'kulan me'ein gazlanim heim." Source number two. They are all quasi gazlanim, me'ein gazlanim. They're kind of like a gazlan. What does that mean? They kind of stole. Did you steal? Did you not steal? So me'ein gazlanim. They are somewhat related in the world of gazlanim. So the question is, are they? Nobody grabbed something from someone else here. Nobody stole something. So what does it mean, Me'en Gazlanim? So that's what the Gemara says. Masai Bakubi, Maikabi, what did he do? So Machlokas. Amar Rabbi Rachama says the magical word, Mishum Dahave Asmachta. Because it is an Asmachta. Asmachta, what is Asmachta? That is a good question. Asmachta is, in short, this type of asmachta, not asmachta like hints in the Torah to a din, but asmachta here is a type of commitment based on a future event that has not happened yet. And depending on that future event, I commit to something. That's what an asmachta is. Okay, Rashi says, asmachta, haynu davar de'eino nosein lamidaito. I'm not giving something right now, but elasomech al davar she'eino. I'm relying on something that didn't happen yet. Maybe I think that it's going to have one outcome. Just make sure it's closed. Thanks. I think it's going to have one outcome. It might have another outcome, but that's asmachta, a commitment based on a future event. My Rabbi Rosenzweig always likes to say they always have to look at the overlapping sugis and shas in light of each other, just to know like the differences and the connections. Asmachta, tnai, and brera. Those three always are very overlapping, interconnected. You have to know exactly when one is in play, one and one is not in play, right? Because they're all about das that's going forwards and backwards and applications. Brera is something that is clarified in the future, but then you see the roots of it in the past. Asmachta, I commit now, and when something happens, then something's going to go back to the moment of my commitment. Tanai, I make a condition today, and that if it rains tomorrow, so all of those have something to do with like das going forward, they're going backwards, and the effects. But we're going to focus on asmachta. Asmachta is not in brera, but asmachta. So Rav Rachama says this case of Masachet Bikuvia is an asmachta. Why? Because I'm not just playing with dice, but I'm playing with dice for money. and I hope to win. I hope to win money. And I'm committing money now because I hope to win. And the halacha is asmachta lokanya. Or Rabbi Rachama says the halacha is asmachta lokanya. Asmachta does not halachically, you know, work. It's not a kinyan. Meaning, even though you look at it, I put money down and then I won the game, and therefore you give me the money, doesn't look like stealing, but Chazal have a higher standard. Deep down, he didn't want to really give me the money because he thought he would win. That's called asmachta lo kanya. There's no full das there. And that's why the kinyan doesn't work. That is the shita of Rabbi Rachama, and that's why Masach Bekuvi is pasul midrabanan. Because we know a ganav or a gazlan is pasul eitus midaraisa. But somebody who is Masach Bekuvi, who is a gazlan midrabanan, why is it drabanan? Because it's not midaraisa, because I didn't grab the money from you. You gave it to me willingly. You know exactly. But Chazal have a higher standard of what it means to be a ganav and be a gazlan, and therefore asmachta lo kanya, and that's the problem with Masach Bekuvi. Rav Sheisha, some Rav Sheisha says no. Kofi agav nalav asmachta. That is not asmachta. Pashtus Rav Sheisha doesn't argue with the principle called asmachta. He just says that this case is not that. We're going to have to talk about it. So what is asmachta according to Rav Sheisha? Rav Sheisha says this is not asmachta. Kofi agav, this type of case is not asmachta. Ella, there's a different reason in the Mishnah why he is pasul le'edus lefi she'en asukin biyishuva shel olam. Because he's not doing anything constructive in the world. He's not involved constructively in the world. So if you're just by yourself and you don't have objective values like the rest of the world, so maybe you won't testify properly either. Maybe you won't. You don't feel for other people. Eina asukin v'yishuva shalola. Right? You're not involved. Ma'i b'nai l'mai nafkamina, says the Gemara, between Rami Bracham and Rav Sheshes. Iki b'nai o'da gomar amnasach risi. If you have a job, let's say you just play dice on the weekends. Right? You have a regular job. You contribute to society. You know, maybe you're even the president of your shul, but you know, you have this urge and this hobby. So, are you pasul le'edus? So that's not nafkamina. According to Rami Brachama, if it's me'ein gezela, you can't do me'ein gezela even once, and therefore, according to Rami Brachama, it would be aser. According to Rav Sheshes, no. The problem is ein osuk b'yishuva shel olam. This guy for 6 days a week is osuk b'yishuva shel olam, right? So he just has this hobby on the side. So he would not be pasul le'edus. And the Gemara seems to, and the Mefarshim, connect this machlokas of Sheshes and Rabbi Rachama. Maybe this goofa is the machlokas tanoim in the Mishnah, because we didn't read the last line of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Mesach HaBekuvi is pasul le'edus, and then Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Emasai, when do we say he's pasul? Bizvat she'en lohen omnes elahu, if he only has this occupation. He doesn't do anything else. All he does is gamble. If all he has is play dice, but if he has some other type of occupation, so then he would be kasher. So it seems like the machlokas, the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda, is goof of the machlokas between Rami Barchama and Rav Sheshes. Okay, just 2 points. The smaller point is first within Rami Barchama. Rami Barchama says it's an asmachta, and therefore he's pasul midrabanan. Why isn't he pasul daraisa? Why isn't he? If lo kanya. Like the way I said it was that, well, he's giving you the money. Well, if somebody puts a gun to your head and says, give me the money and I give you, is that not stealing? So if you say asmachta lo kanya, so why isn't it gezel d'oraisa?
Even after the kinyan wasn't made, he then gave you the money.
Even after we played the game.
We played the game. Yes. There's no kinyan, but then he gave me money.
He gave me money, but he gave me money because he was forced to. Basically, because of the circumstances.
Yeah, so it's like Gezel Darabanan.
So why is it only Gezel Darabanan?
Because he then gave it to you.
He gave it to me, but if I put a gun to your head and say, can I please have some money? And you give me the money.
But I didn't do
so,
it.
So, what?
He semi-willingly gave it to me.
Okay. So one way to say it is that it's not like a gun to your head. You went into this with knowledge. You knew you were taking a chance. So it's only semi. So that's
what. People don't want to pay their taxes either.
Okay. So people can be wrong, right? But
it doesn't mean that they.
But 100%. Okay, so Tosfos holds. It could be that it is daraisa. It could be that it is daraisa. But people, as you just said, don't think of it as gazela. And the halacha of pasul le'edus goes by what people think. That's a crucial idea. Because it has to do with if people are involved in certain averis, but if they don't think that they are averis, and we quote this in Kosher Mishpat, then the person is kashal edus. By weddings, this comes up. Comes up. If somebody is kashal edus, kashal edus. So that's what Tosfos says in source number 4. But, you know, because they don't think, eino savur lasos iser lavola de tul daraisa. They don't think. Even though it's asbata lo kanya. So maybe, even if it's gzela daraisa, it's not pasul edus mi daraisa. That's one idea. But others say that no, maybe it's not even, you know, daraisa. Because maybe me'ikar adin, asmachta is kanya daraisa. Because here the guy gave it to me willingly, like Zevi just said. The Mordechai in Baba Kama, source number 5, says, really mi daraisa asmachta is kanya. Even though technically it was based on a future event that I didn't know what the results are going to be, it's Kona. Har Raya, what's the biggest Raya? And we pass this way in Shulchan Aruch. Asmachta litztaka is Kanya. Even though Asmachta li is not Kanya, but let's say you're betting on a game, and the money will go directly to the shul. The shul is going to win. The question is, who's going to pay? So Asmachta litztaka is Kanya. We pass in that word because probably deep down you want to give money to the tztaka. So says the Mordechai, if Asmachta litztaka is Kanya, how can you say Asmachta midaraisa is not nikne? You have to say Mikra did it is kone. Midarabanan, we would say it's not kone because of the higher level of gzela. Okay. So that's within Rami Bar Chama. What about within Rav Sheshes? The question is, according to Rav Sheshes, why isn't this Asmachta? Right, what's real asmachta then, according to Rav Sheshes? If this isn't asmachta, what is? So, a couple of formulations in the Rishonim. If you look back in Rashi explaining Rav Sheshes, it's only asmachta if, let's see, source number 6, source number 2, line 6. Kokei adal asmachta hi, vehechidavi asmachta, what's asmachta? Could go into him over velo evit ashalim v'meitva. Oh, could go mashal shashtaro. Let's say I owe you money. I owe you money, and maybe I paid half of it. But you came to me on the day that I owe you the money. I paid half. I'm like, you know, I don't have the other half. You know what? You know, let's give my shtar to a third party. And by next week, if I don't pay you, then he has the rights to give you back the shtar. Which means I'm gonna have to pay you in full because the same thing about half. That's called mashal shashtaro. Right, or at any other case, what's that example of? The sovereign calls them medias biadi lasos. It's in my control. Something in my control is asmachta, because I think I am in control of the results. I think I can make the results. Umei reisha ki masni adaita de lo yavli asmachta kad masni the tov esavri lo yavli dekach. It's never going to happen. I'm of course going to, take care of this. Aval hachalo samach hamidi talo yadi natzach ilo natzach. The case of the dice is a case of pure chance. I have no control. I have no control. If I have no control, that's not called asmachta. The less control I have, the better it is halachically. Asmachta means I'm not really committing because I think I'm in control. I think I could. I think I'm smart enough to achieve the results. That's Rav Sheshes. Again, it depends if biyado or not. If it's biyadcha, that's asmachta. If it's not biyadcha, if it's not in control and he doesn't know the outcome, it's all by chance, so then it's not a problem of gezel. Number one. The Re in Tosfos adds another factor. Not only biyado lasos, but what if gazim? Meaning, it's an exaggeration. It's beyond what's appropriate for the situation. In this case, I paid half of it. I'm going to have to pay you back double. That's guzim. That's guzim. Right? Shesover hu shekachif sechaverim. That's asmachta. Biyado guzim. Because you don't think you're going to ever come to it. Or a third, Rabbeinu Tam. The end of Tosfos, turning over. Rabbeinu Tam says, it's only asmachta if it's one-sided, if it's unilateral. If I'm committing to either paying you or getting off even, that's asmachta. But if it's paying or if it's what did we both have a chance to win or lose, if it's double sided, that's not asmachta. That's Rabbeinu Tam Shita. Dolavi asmachta lahecha shein yachol laharviach could go in mashlish shtaro to get pashin. Right, I can't win. Aval hacha loavi asmachta we should keep in the shnayim heim kolachar v'achan makri lachavre bigudim marviach. Right, I'm committing because I have the chance to win, and you're committing because you have the chance to win. But who are you, Gamer Makli? Then it would work. Okay. So different opinions why Rav Sheshes holds about Asmachta. Maybe Asmachta is only if you're in control. Maybe Asmachta means you not only have the chance to break even, you have the chance to win. Something like that. Okay. What are we paskin? What are we paskin? So if you look in the Rambam, the Rambam, who did the Rambam passing like? Who did he passing like? Rabbi Chama of Sheshes. That's the first step. So, could somebody go gambling just as a hobby? Maybe pass like Rav Sheshes. Maybe. Certain circumstances. Rav Sheshes says, only Eina Osim Yishuv Shalolam. It's not a smachta. Let's see. The Rambam in source 8. Well, first in source 7. Hilchas Eidus. V'chem Esachem V'kuvya V'hu Shalotie Lo Umnes Elohu. Sounds like Rav Sheshes. This is your only profession. Now, hol ve'ino otzek v'yishuvan shel olam, hari ze v'cheskas she'ochel menakub yeshuav ha'gezel. Whoa. But then he says, mesache v'kub ya in lo'umnis, and then he says, av ha'gezel. And the Rambam Menilchos Gzela calls it gezel midirabanan. So who's he paskening like? Who's he paskening? He seems to be paskening like Rav Sheshes a little bit in Hilchos Eidus, but remember Chama a little bit in Hilchos Gzela. Magen Mishnah wonders about this v'tzarachiyun. The Kodesh Rabbeinu Aspo Pasak She'ein HaMesachet Nifsal Ela B'She'ein Lo Umnes Elohu. So he says maybe he's based on a different Gemara in the end of Mesachah Shabbos. Who the Rambam actually Paskins like. The Lecha Mishnah says, Source 12, we'll get to the Shulchan Aruch soon. Maybe it's somewhere in the middle. Umashikasa Bilchus Gzelu Shu Gezel Midivreyem Kenu Dur Rav Sheshes Gamkin Gezel Ksas Have. Even Rav Sheshes says it's a little bit of Gezel. It's a little bit of Gezel. Even though he says it's not Asmachta. Aval Ein Laposlo Bishvil Kach. But it's not enough Gezel to say he's Pasul. If that's the only thing he does, okay, then it's enough, according to Rav Sheshes. But if you look in the Ran says maybe there's a difference between the Isser and the Psoledis. Right? It's Gezel Durabanam, like we said before. Maybe it's not going to be Psoledis unless it's his occupation. Okay, so who do we paskin like? And then we'll have to bring this lamaisa to the various circumstances. Who do you paskin like? So if you look in Bali at Tosfos and the Rif, they paskin like Rav Sheshes. Paskin like Rav Sheshes. The Rif, Mazal Bakuvia, he quotes Rav Sheshes, Eino Osukim Yishuv Shalolam. But as we saw in the Rambam, it's not as clear. He seems to quote both Rav Sheshes and Rami Bar Chama. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch in Source 16 quotes Rav Sheshes. In Simon Shin Ayin, Mesachi Bekuvia. This is in Kezai Mesachim Be'etzim O'Betoros O'Batzamos, Make a Tanai, those who pigeon race, Hakol Aser, the Gazel Medevrayim, and then the next halacha, Yesh Misha Omer, it's only if it is Ein Lo Umna Acheres. So again, it's not 100% clear in the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. They seem to quote both formulations. So Lamaisa, we try to be Machmir, and not violate Asmachta according to either of the opinions. According to either of the opinions, again, there's more work to do in the Nosei Kelim, but either of the opinions. So Lamaisa, let's try to put some of this into cases. Sports betting pools. Sports betting pools. Everybody knows what that is? They're sports betting pools?
Put money in the pot, and if you win, right. You get all the money.
Right, yeah, you bet on a team. Fantasy leagues.
That's or no Galen.
Fantasy leagues. Well, that's another Lashon, right? I don't know. What's that thing called? March Madness? Right? Oh, from Memphis. You got to, right? 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 That's, I never followed college. But anyway, so any of these, you put money on a team. running a team. You have a team. You have player. You have players. You play with players. So what is the halacha? Zalachor, it's a big problem, right? Because all of these are based on skill, and I think that I could choose the team, and I know, but I'm not, am I in control? I think it's a little biyadi. Not that if he's going to make the shot or if he's going to win, but I choose which teams, I choose which players, so it's not total chance. Not total chance. And as we saw, even Rav Sheshes, who's the more makel opinion, you know, if it's any, you know, skill involved, that's a problem of asmachta. Problem of asmachta. I always mention this, but I'll mention it again whenever I talk about this topic. Probably 20 years ago. 20 years ago, I spoke about this in my shul in the Long Island years ago, and there was somebody in the audience that was the commissioner of the Fantasy Football League for years. And I spoke about this year, and he comes in, he's like, Rabbi, killing me. I'm like, I don't know. I said, if I find me poskim, let's say it's okay, and I'll put it in the... I don't hide. I don't try to, like, brainwash. I'll quote Shuvas if they're mutter. So I said, I have a great idea. Just have all the proceeds go straight to Tztaka. I'm about to Tztaka Kanya. He says, Rabbi, you don't understand. He says, baseball fantasy, people do that for fun. It's such a long season, and it's so much, they just do it. They're much more laid back. He says, football, there's only 16 games. He says, everybody's in it for the money. He says, there's no way. I'm like, I didn't understand the ins and outs. That's what he told me. So, and it can't even be, well, if I win, I'll give all the money to the shul. No, but then at that stage when you win, it's like first gezel, and then if you give it to the shul, it's not gonna help. So the next day he comes into shul and says, Rabbi, I sent an email last night that I can't be part of it. And they're saying, no, but then the league's going to fall apart, and you're the commissioner. And I said, what can I do? My rabbi said that, whatever, da, da, da. So I know at least one person who, whenever he sees me, he was in that league, that says, you ruined. I said, okay, I'll take it. I said, it's good. But anyway, that was 20 years ago. And still, whenever he sees me, Yeah.
Can you preface with the league if you want to invite people to the league? You say it's a $25 entry fee, but and the winner gets the money.
I don't know if you formulate it. That's still playing games.
There is
definitely better. There is a day of Tosfos that's quoted in the Ramah that says it's better if you put the money in the pot first, so it's already. But still, who owns it at that point? It's tricky. It looks like you're trying to like do something usher, but just like try to like walk around. So it's still not appropriate. Number one. So basically, this applies to any card game. Also, any card game has skill, and if it's for money, it's a problem. So what if you don't play card games just for fun? Okay, but I would say if there are card games that are always played for money, and I'm playing it for fun, that's going to whet my appetite. I've never played poker. I don't know how to play. I don't know what it means. But that's usually, I think, for money. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Growing up, I used to play spit. I don't think that's ever for money, right? I think that's just kind of like how could you like have a professional spit competition? I don't know why it's called spit. But that's what we used to play. Or, you know, what's that called? War? I don't think that's also... That's a game that keeps going on and on. Yeah?
And what about just with the classic hard games? You have these mathematicians who can work out like the same probabilities, and then they just basically scam the casinos and get a lot of money.
I'm saying so. All that, if there's any skill involved in anything, it's a problem. The one thing that technically mitzat gezel might be okay, something that's pure luck. I don't know, a slot machine. I've never done a slot machine, but I think is that pure luck whenever you pull the thing down. I don't know how.
Most of them are, yeah.
So if something is pure luck, then it's okay. So there is, I remember what some of the Talmidim explained years ago. There was one thing, I mean, when this has come up, Super Bowl, right? That's the big day. So, but there's one thing that's total luck, something called boxes, mm-hmm. right? They said there's a box, and you just put your name in a box. And on top, there's a number 14 and 6. And like the team at the end of each quarter, if they have this number at the end of their thing, then you win. I don't even know if it has a 6 or a 4 or a 2. You just put your name in the box. You don't choose anything. So lechor, that would be mutter.
But if you could choose your numbers?
I'm saying, but why do you choose your number? But is that skill?
Well, there's numbers that are like very probable that it's...
Oh, probable. Probable. Set of one. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Like so, that. Right. I guess if you let your name go in randomly, that would be okay. Right. If there's any other kind of skill that you think is more, that would be more of an issue. Okay. So if somebody is involved if anybody gambles, could they be an aide at a wedding? That's a serious issue. So again, Tosfos said it earlier, but I'll say it again here. Tosfos says, if something that people don't think is usser, even if it is usser, then it could be that one is not pasul eidus in that regard. That's the Ramah and Lamed Dalet Dalet. Did I give it to you? Yeah, in Source 20. Kovrei hameis b'yomtiv rishon, ksherim. We don't really have this. People who bury the dead on the first day of Yomtiv. Now they do that. But they're still kasha. Afilu nidos amishan abadav rakshirim. Even if you tell them not to, still kasha. Rebnei sheim sovrim shemitzvah heim osim. They don't think that they think that they're doing a mitzvah. Vishlo nidos amel kapara. Oh, it's one of those. It's a mitzvah that we have to do tshuva for, right? Right. So, you know, like one of those. Like if you have a bad dream on Friday night, you have to fast on Shabbos, then fast on Sunday because you fast on Shabbos, right? So, but the different topic. But it says the Ramah v'hu adin b'shar davar aser shenu chalomer she'avru mikoach tos. So. We can be makel generally by things that you know that people you know are doing that's wrong if they don't think that it's wrong. Yeah.
Does this apply to all card games like poker without money or something?
Again, there's no gezel by poker without money. I would say that any game that's usually played with money could whet an appetite, so it might not be the most appropriate thing to be involved in. But I'm not saying it's us, sir.
What about like games in amusement parks where like you shoot 3-pointers and try to win whatever?
Okay, so let's talk about the following, because I think this could relate. What about a lottery ticket? Well, you're allowed to buy a lottery ticket.
There's no skill.
So there's no skill involved. But is that a smachta? Committing something?
We already paid it before.
What about a stock?
There's skill in the stock, no?
But you paid it before.
So the post can discuss, Rav Avadye is not a fan.
Of stocks?
We're not a fan of lottery tickets. In Source 21, he talks about, he thinks that maybe it could be Aser Midrabanan, because he says towards the bottom, Avalini Isser Gezel Midivrehem, towards the bottom of 21, Mitam Asmachta, Gam Kshiesh Lomnes Acheres, Isura Mia Ika. We said, right, even if, according to Rav Sheshes, maybe it's also Aser. Hari Afila Poskim Antahalacha Rav Sheshes. As we'll see, he gets into Baal Tashchis, people spend all their money, you know, buying these things. So he does not think that he says at the end, Ashkenazim Shikibol in Dasa Rama, Yehom Lismach Alze, but Bikal Makom, I think you should stay away from this because it smacks of Mismax of Gezel. Bechul. And he says at the end, Misayed de Ovri Avera for the people of Machal Shabbos. Okay. But most posts can say it's not a problem. Why? That's what you just said. There's no, what's a smachta? I commit now based on a future payment. Buy a lottery ticket or buy a stock, the transaction's done. You hope it appreciates. You bought a lottery ticket. Now you have a ticket. You hope the ticket today's worth a dollar. You hope next week it's going to be worth $5 million. But the transaction's over. You own this ticket. You own the stock. You own something. You buy a house. You hope the house appreciates over time. You buy real estate. Anything you buy. Asmachta is only when the transaction is held in abeyance and it didn't happen yet and it's based on the future. But anything that the kinyan is over today, so then that would not be a problem. That's what Rav Sternbach writes in Shubas Vahanagos. He says, I don't know what the whole discussion is of Asmachta regarding lottery tickets. Right? Avokan kona kartis sheshav achshav b'shul kama dolarim. V'yachol limkor oso achshav. You could sell the lottery ticket today. But just like if you invest anything, you invested, you hope it's going to be worth more. You hope it's going to be worth more, and therefore there's no there's no problem by lottery tickets. Rav Schechter also likes to say that a lot of the money that goes into the lotteries, especially in this country, also goes to educational purposes, goes to fixing the roads, goes to, which might be called asmachta l'tzedakah. If most of the money, it's not, the lotto is not public, right? How many schools do you see written on it? Mifal HaPayas, right? All comes from a lot of the money goes for educational purposes. Doesn't go to people's pockets. So if that's true also, that's another tzad, a lahakel. But again, you don't even need that tzad lahakel. Yeah.
When it comes to buying lottery tickets that are like more than one lottery ticket, is that showing a lack of emunah because you don't
I don't know if it's trying.
Or is it, I don't, helping out your probability?
It's I think, look, again, there's a Bal Tashkos issue. But you know, if somebody says, I have a regular job, but I'm also doing Adish Tablos, I don't think, like Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva. Is it lack of bitachon to have life insurance? And Rav Moshe was asked that question. He said, what do you mean? Life insurance, I'm bitachon. Rav Moshe says, no. Moshe says, in some chanel anase, Moshe says, is darko shel olam, and darko shel olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you the life insurance. Right? The same, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created life insurance. So that, you know, when things happen, you know, that's the helicopter that Hashem's sending. So here too, it's as long as it's done in a balanced way, a person doesn't spend most of their money on it. You know, I remember when I was growing up, there was one of the lotteries, all you need is a dollar and a dream. That was the phrase. All you need. So like, you know, you buy a lot of things, you think about all the things, meaning you don't, not more than $1. Right? You could say, if a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants me to win, it'll be this ticket. If he doesn't want me to win, I could buy 10 tickets and it won't work. That's true. But I think everything has to be in moderation. Okay, what else can we talk about? Again, where did the poskim discuss all of this? Hilchos Chanukah. That's where they discuss it. Because of dreidel and gambling and the bir halacha there. Bir halacha. Oh, farif in Hilchos Tzedakah. But again, the poskim discuss other issues that come up. Meaning, halavai that the worst thing about going to a casino would be the asmachta gezel derabanan. You know, that should be the worst. There's a lot of other things going on there that are worse. So number one, the poskim also talk about, first of all, gambling, like we just said, has a lot of other, you know, related problems about environment, about where it's being done. The Rivash in Source 24, Mechuar umetuav umeshukats. Wow. That's a lot of talking about somebody who's mesachek bekuvia. Rav Moshe, lesachek beklafim kartin u bingo, v'chadome, af she'ein al zeh iser barer, im dvar mechuarim b'chol makom. Again, you stretch it, you put the money out first, you give it in, you say, so this is all stretches, these aren't things that we should be involved in. The Bir Halacha, the Bir Mishnah Berurah in Source 28, quotes the Marshal, right, we have to make sure that you're not into the schok ha-karten. So we have to. So, but number one, all the other behaviors that are connected. Number two, Rav Schechter, I've heard him say this in other contexts. Any behavior that a large portion of society looks down upon, an Orthodox Jew is not allowed to be involved in. Again, any behavior that a large portion of society looks down upon, an Orthodox Jew cannot be involved in. So again, going to a casino. Some people will say, that's fine. But some people will say, that's not the riffraff. You know, do the nobility of society, are they frequenting casinos? And again, this could apply to a lot of things, ties to alcohol and other things as well. And third point, and this relates to Rav Moshe's shuva about, Rav Moshe mentioned this, he has a shuva about marijuana in Source 34. This was many decades before any type of discussion of legalizing marijuana. Of course, this is in from what year? 1973. Daf Shalom Gimel. Ishan Samim. It talks all about different types of problems with drug usage. But part of it is also to be involved in a type of behavior that could be addictive. And once it gets addictive, then it could lead to terrible problems. And if somebody has an addiction for gambling, and there is an addiction of gambling, there have been families that have been destroyed based on that. You know, you have to borrow money, and you have to steal money, you have to this, and so the involvement of that, it's just one. So, but again, any type of addiction, whether it's smoking, whether it's gambling, whether it's drinking, is something that we have to stay away from. So it's, all of these are associated with these types of behaviors. So again, me'ikar adin, anything with any kind of skill is a problem. Any type of biado is a problem. Total chance is okay. And if it's done in the right done in the right context, is okay. Anything with stock is okay. That's why shuls could have Chinese auctions. That's why anything that's going straight to stock is okay. A lottery ticket is okay. What did you ask me before?
Games at amusement parks.
Right, games at amusement parks. I think when you buy a ticket, that's that ticket gives you a right to play a game. Right. So I don't think that's when you play.
Does it make a difference if they don't give you a ticket?
I don't think so.
You give him $5,000 to give you a basketball.
Right. You have a right to. Yeah. I don't think there's no transaction now. It's like now it's just like if you win something, he'll give you, like, let's say you give somebody basketball, like, $5 if you hit the shot.
Right. That's the same thing.
Right. So I don't know how good that is, but it could be a similar idea. Problem is there, you don't think he's gonna hit the shot. By the amusement park, every once in a while they know somebody wins.
But they don't think that any particular person.
I know, but I'm saying, and also it's not theirs. It's part of the expenses of the whole, park. Okay, yeah.
Is there a difference if for any of these things, if some of the money goes to tzedakah and some of it goes to the lawyer?
No.
So that's considered to be tzedakah, or is it considered to be gambling?
Did it go to your pocket before you gave it to tzedakah? If you say 50% of all of these things are going to go to tzedakah, and the other 50%, so you're only stealing 50%. So, yeah.
What if a smasla is based on skill, but every party involved is terrible at that skill to the point where it's like luck? So the actual action they're doing is an action up there.
Right. If somebody has no idea about sports, just put my name down. Somebody has no idea about the games. As they do it, they're going to learn how to do it, or, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are the losers over on the Gezel Derabana?
Is it Lifnei Iver? Losers, if you lose, you don't violate Gezel Derabanan.
Right. So what
are
they?
It could be Lifnei Iver.
Lifnei
Iver? Could be Lifnei Iver.
Is that retroactive? Because I gave him the money.
There is a question in Lumdis and Lifnei Iver. Is Lifnei Iver only if that guy actually did the Avera, or even if you try to get him to do the Avera? So maybe even the winner is Lifnei Iver. Because you try to get the loser to do the Avera, even though the loser never did the Avera. Could be. It's the, yeah.
I think it's completely, as you have a basketball game where the winner gets. $10, whoever wins the game.
Right, that's, so it's a little tricky. I'm not so comfortable with that. It might be different. It might be different. But any type of betting which is based on a skill, doesn't matter if it's an event that somebody else is doing it that you're doing. Shouldn't be done. Yeah.
This is obviously not what Halacha Maisa, but like if you owned a sports team or like a NASCAR company or something.
Yeah.
So would that be considered?
If you own a team, no. But what do you mean? The team is worth something.
No, but if you also would get.
If you bet on the games, then they'll leave you out of the Hall of Fame.
No, where the champion of in NASCAR, I think the way that the owners of NASCAR teams make money is by winning championships, not from actually owning a team.
See, but I think I don't know. You have to know exactly how the details work. You have to look how the mechanics are set up. Yeah.
Would there be a headache if you say that whoever wins, I'll give you my tana?
Yeah, that's just semantics. That's just words. I don't think that'll...
But it's still the same.
I don't think it'll be... Yeah.
What would be the problem with, like, match fixing?
Match facing?
Match fixing. So, like, when people gamble and you sort of change the odds, you change the situation so that...
I'm not a bucky in these. I don't know exactly what that means. If it sounds like if any type of game... that there's any type of skill involved.
It's like sometimes
these things, the odds are stacked against you more, but it's still, you're trying to win.
It's like if someone gambles on the sports team to win, right?
Yeah.
And then they pay the other team to purposely lose.
Okay. So how do you win? How do you win any money?
Making other people win.
What? So you're facilitating their stealing. Mm. I mean, either way, it's a problem. Yeah.
What if one were to bet money that they don't care? I don't care about 5 cents, so I don't care.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Where it's Shavapruta. Shavapruta is, Rather Ram says, even Kalshu. Chatzi Shir, the Magid Mishnah says. Asa Minatar. Okay? Okay. Shkoyach. Meiser Ksafim, did we ever talk about that? Do you guys want to share Meiser Ksafim? So the one or one and a half shiur. So we'll see. There's another topic. Somebody else asked me another topic. I have to just be able to have time to repair it. That's Shaul Shlomi Das. Pencils, palace, other related issues. So we'll see. Okay, go ahead.